It's Rochester Speaks. I'm Tony Infantino. This morning we're talking to Brad Cignoli. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm well. And today we're going to be talking about two of the scariest words in the English language: open enrollment. When I hear those words, I get a little cringy. And I know that it probably shouldn't. It's probably a lot easier than anybody really thinks, but it's just such an important topic that you want to make sure you do everything right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're not alone.
Yeah. I know. So what are some of the, and I know that we're talking this morning predominantly about millennials. What's the age group? I think I have a couple of them myself. What's the age group of millennials?
Typically think about that 25-year-old to a 40-year-old.
Okay. And I have two millennials of my own. Who call me up and ask me all sorts of questions about things like
this.
Yeah, but I don't know the answers.
That's what we ask them to do.
I know.
Ask and talk to others.
Yes, but I don't know the answer. You know, it's funny. What I need and what they need is you know, a little bit different. But so tell me, what are some of the things, the decisions that people have to make? Is it changed a bit because of the pandemic?
Absolutely. So what we've learned in the survey MetLife did this year is that due to the pandemic, a significant number of employees, 54% of all employees overall, have put off a major life decision due to the pandemic. And that's things like getting a divorce or even undergoing important medical care or treatments or even wellness checkups like going to the dentist or, mm-hmm. or going to the doctor. So many things have been put off in the past year. And now with vaccines widely more available and life slowly coming back to normal, employees are really starting to begin to revisit those aspects of their personal lives mm-hmm. and how they can move forward. And this year's open enrollment is that perfect time to provide some education and provide some benefits that they can utilize as they go into 22.
What kind of things should we know? If I'm somebody, you know, a millennial, what kind of things do I need to know? To what am I deciding on? The right healthcare choices for me, right healthcare insurance for me?
Yeah, that's always critically important. So 81% of millennials told us they're expecting to make a life change, a major life change in the next year. So that's buying a home, that's changing careers, move 20% said they're likely to change career in the next 12 months, have a child. So when you're thinking about benefits, obviously medical and health insurance is always significantly important. But as we're looking at the millennial generation, we've also heard many other things coming to light. For example, financial wellness tools. Financial health is more on anyone's minds than ever before. And actually two-thirds of millennials had told us that spending the time in this open enrollment, understanding how they can help their financial health is even more important than ever.
How do they line up together? I'm kind of confused, to be honest with you.
So if you think about that large percentage of people that are buying a home, for example, mm-hmm. there is benefits like a group legal program that many employers are offering as a voluntary benefit that do everything from helping you with a traditional traffic ticket. But when it comes to buying a home, many states require an attorney to be a part of it.
Right.
And a legal program allows you to put an attorney at no cost to you outside of the benefit into that process with you, and therefore not enabling you to have to shell out an additional check for that example.
Okay.
Or if you think about something like pet insurance, 50% of millennials told us they're more likely to get a pet over the pandemic than have a baby in the next year.
Yeah,
pet
right.
insurance.
Yeah.
So important to this group, we've been hearing, is one of the top few benefits that they're looking most forward to enrolling in.
Wow, that's amazing. And now my daughter has two dogs, okay? And mm-hmm. so, and last year when she was out of work, the dog needed help. Of course, you know, dad had to pay for everything. It's fine, but it's like, I thought there's got to be a market for pet insurance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely. And I'm like your daughter. I had a dog in the past 12 months. My she had a $3,000 dental bill and medical bill due to some issues orally. And thankfully, I have pet insurance, and so that made that pill to swallow significantly easier for my family.
Yeah, to me, it's like I would have never gotten it when I was going through all of that. I thought, oh, pet insurance, how crazy at that? But no, when you've got a couple of dogs, and people treat their dogs, you know, their family, so yeah, you get them regular checkups.
Absolutely.
And it's like, why not? I mean, it probably would save some money, I got to guess. I mean, I know that she had to have the dog's teeth cleaned. It was $800 because they got to put the dog out.
Exactly.
It's like, thank God.
Exactly.
So So that was it.
Yeah, not only coverage for normal everyday wellness visits that even we as humans do, just our pets do too,
yeah,
but it's that unexpected too that often you're not even planning for that can really take a toll on you financially.
Well, yeah, like I said, my daughter called me the other day because she just started a new job and they're setting up the 401k or whatever, and she wanted to know about the IRA and you know, it's like, I mean, I hadn't had to ask those questions of myself in a long, long time, but I'm glad she did. I'm glad she called, you know, as far as what funds to put in her IRA and all of that stuff. And then she's talking to me about medical insurance because her wife just started a new job. And so they're going on her medical insurance. It's confusing. And even though I've been doing it, you know, for most of my life, it still can be very confusing and I think very daunting. And I think especially for people who are maybe new to the workforce or don't have as much experience as maybe you or I, it can be very, very daunting. And I think it's important to find the right questions to ask to get the answers you need.
Absolutely. And we, just like your daughter did with you, it sounds like we highly recommend telling people to have meaningful conversations with people you trust. It's such a huge help for you during this time of year, just understanding how others take advantage of certain benefits so that you maybe can see that helping you in your own personal situation. And, mm-hmm. and that's really what's important about this time of year, taking an important step back, thinking about your personal situation, what has changed, and then spending the time in open enrollment, really thinking about how the wide array of benefits that you're offered from your employer can personally meet your needs for the next year. It's really important time.
And I'm wondering if a lot of employers, I mean, everybody has an HR department, and obviously you want to talk to that person because they're the person that's supposed to know all this stuff. But I think sometimes it's a limited menu. And I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, but I just think it's a limited menu. Are there different resources available to help, especially the millennials, navigate through this?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So when you think about, first, I always say your employers often have a nice array of tools to help you, and they, given the pandemic and the needs of the workforce, and they've been changing quite a bit. Employers not only have increased array of benefits that are offered, there's more of a tilt towards a number of voluntary benefits that are becoming more prevalent on the enrollment ballot each year that really people have been asking for and can take advantage of. And employers have responded well. We find from surveying employees as well as employers alike that they've really upped their game on communication, not only educating people about the benefits that are there, but more importantly, really helping people with tools and resources to tailor and custom understand how they can take advantage of the benefits in their own personal situations, because that's what's most important.
Mm-hmm.
Really seeing how you can connect to specific benefits that are offered to make the right choices for you and your family.
Did your organization,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just
going to say, and then companies like MetLife have tools as well, like right. MetLife.com/open enrollment, a whole host of different tools and resources that you can use more broadly to help assess your personal situation and some benefits that may help you.
Now, I know we're concentrating on millennials at this point, but obviously this holds true for pretty much anybody in the workforce, correct?
And really those full-time employees that are benefit eligibles, that's really... this time of year is when most employers and employees are going through their open enrollment.
Mm-hmm. It's always been I remember going through it so much that it was always, you have to talk it over with your family, especially your spouse, and decide how much, you know, money you're going to take out of your paycheck every month, to get the coverage that you need. And it does get, it's a little daunting, I think, sometimes, because you got to stick with it for at least the year that you're doing the program with all the different things that you have. You know, where it gets confusing, I think, sometimes is the different plans with deductibles and your prescription drug coverage and all of that stuff and some flex plans. Yeah, I just think it's a little too much for laymen to comprehend, and it's such an important part of your life. I mean, it's your health. It's your health insurance. You got to make sure, you know, in my case, my wife is an 8-year cancer survivor. And, you know, when she was going through it, it was so important to get the best coverage that we could possibly get, because the bills could, you know, how ridiculous the bills could add up so quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And so glad to hear that your wife is doing so well.
Yes.
But that's a perfect example of some of those unexpecteds. And buying benefits through the workforce, enable costs to be lower for certain products than if you were to go buy them individually. Mm-hmm. And so from that perspective, you have that benefit of buying some coverage, like in your example, critical illness insurance, that can help you with a large lump sum check that you can use at any point to your wishes to take advantage of some of those extra deductibles, to the question you had before, mm-hmm. or just extra expenses that come up. So that's where really taking that time to understand the benefits offered so that you can make that decision for your own family, so that you can have confidence in the protection that you have in the next year.
Yeah, it is such a critical thing. And like I said, for folks like myself, I've been in the workforce for over 40 years, so I should be used to this by now, you know. But then trying to navigate my children through this, who are in their 20s and 30s, it's you know, I'm not an expert, of course. I can just tell them what I went through and what I've thought of. And my daughter has some health issues that, you know, she had to make sure she had, you know, some good coverage for. So it's like, it does take some time and some thought. What tips can you give millennials who are going through this, who maybe, you know, don't have anyone to talk to, maybe, you know, don't have a dad that's been in the business, you know, been doing something for 40 years? What are some of the tips you can give them?
Yeah, I would say it really comes down to three things. So first and foremost, give yourself that financial checkup. Like, look at your current situation. Think about the future, especially the next year or two. And then you're going to be better equipped to select those benefits that are going to matter most for you and your family. Really important, take the time to thoroughly review and understand your benefits. Don't just check the box. Too often we hear in our surveys that people check that one box that just duplicates the benefits they have the year before.
Right. Oh, believe me.
Especially over the last year.
Believe
things have changed.
I've done that so many times.
Yeah, and that's where it's really important, especially with what we've all been through over the last 18 months. Mm-hmm. Things have changed for us personally. It's important that we don't just check that box, that we really think about what our needs are and how they've changed, and spend more time on the rest of the benefits. Clearly, medical is important, but your employers have providing a wide array of benefits for you, and more than ever before, we hear. And so it's important that you see how those new benefits that have been offered recently can help you. And then have a conversation with your employer, even if you don't have, to your point, you as a father that has a lot of knowledge around it, your employers are there to help people, your coworkers, your manager. Just really listen, ask people your questions. Mm-hmm. And many times you'll find other people went through a similar situation or they have some great advice for you.
You know, when people change jobs, just kind of on the subject here, like people change jobs, obviously the medical situation changes. They have to do this. It's basically called a change of life, I guess, right? So you can do a whole new kind of, I don't want to use open enrollment, but pick another plan, obviously, correct?
Yep. So, when you can have, it's a qualifying event, so it's like a life-changing event. So you have an opportunity to enroll in your benefits at that point in time.
And that's a good time, obviously, to check them again to make sure that you're not just checking that box.
And absolutely. And not every employer offers the same benefit.
Right.
So really making sure as you move to a new employer, what are the benefits they offer? How are they different? Even the same benefit may be different. So mm-hmm. really understanding what's being offered and how you can take advantage of it at your new employer, mm-hmm. that's a really important time when you're starting a new employer, is really assessing all of that.
Well, I'm sure you have this a lot of this information up on the MetLife website. Why don't you just give that website again?
Sure. Yeah, it's MetLife.com/open enrollment, and a whole host of different resources as well as some tools that's for you to do a little bit of that financial checkup and see which benefits may be most appropriate for you to take advantage of at your employer.
All right. Well, I wish people all the luck in the world, because it could be a confusing time, but it's one of the most important things we could do for ourselves to make sure that we've got coverage. Brad Cignoli, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.